Does the miraculous metal have any power over purgatory? We're going to get into this right now. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. First, let me share a little bit about the miraculous metal, my story with it, the story of the metal, and then how it impacts our stay in purgatory. The short answer is no, it does not, but I want to talk about that very briefly afterwards. But first, I want to explain a few things. When I first had my conversion, I met St. Maximilian Kolbe, and he introduced me to the miraculous metal, and I became consecrated in the MI. I saw a lot of other people that would have many, many devotions on them, and I decided that I wanted to be singularly focused on one thing, and I only wanted to wear the miraculous metal. So much so that a few months later, I was enrolled in the Brown Scapular, and then decided to take it off for about 20 years. I actually re-wore it just a few weeks ago after the interview posted right here with the owner of scapulars.com, because I was realizing with all of this work that I'm doing with purgatory that I need to have the brown scapular, but the way that he described it absolutely convinced me. So I essentially focused on this one devotional item because I wanted to dive into it more deeply. Now, quick run through of the history of the miraculous metal. From what it has in there, it was revealed to a nun in France in the year 1830, St. Catherine Labouré. She was a novice. Her guardian angel appeared to her, brought her to this beautiful chapel on Rue de Bac in Paris, where the Blessed Mother appeared to her over several days and showed her a vision of this medal. At the time was the French Revolution, and the medal promised many, many great graces. Particular things that are notable about the vision that she saw is she saw the Blessed Mother with rings on her hand, standing on a globe, lights coming out of her hands, pouring onto the world, especially France. But there were rings on her finger that were dark, that graces were not coming out of. And she said that this represented graces that people receive, the rings that were lit up, and graces that people fail to ask for. Hence, the miraculous metal as a means through which the Blessed Mother wanted to grant graces, and she said signal graces to those that wear it, especially around the neck. So in all of the vision and everything that she talks about, nothing is mentioned about purgatory. However, since the metal is about graces, you can tie it into purgatory. You could tie it into many different graces that you can ask for, so that you are made more perfect, made a saint, so as to not have to enter purgatory altogether. How? What could be some sample graces that you ask through the miraculous medal to the Blessed Mother? For instance, the grace of a happy death, the grace of suffering your purgatory here on earth, the grace of having your guardian angel take you to purgatory so that you can learn more about it, the grace of having a great devotion for the souls in purgatory, the grace of never committing a mortal or possibly even venial sin. Again, some saints really receive this. The grace of so many different graces that we can ask her for. And think about those darkened rings that people do not ask for. And had we asked for them, perhaps at our judgment, God would say, nothing. You don't owe anything. Come into heaven right away. In this way, the miraculous metal can be a powerful instrument in having us not have to go to purgatory, but also becoming great intercessors for the souls in purgatory. I would certainly believe that if my channel has done anything good, it's definitely by the grace of God, but in a more particular way, through the Blessed Mother's intercession, through this. That's why I never take this off. By the way, I do want to show you the scapular from scapulars.com. It's really awesome. If you use the code UNIQUELYMARY, you get 10% off. I do not make any money off of that. One thing that is really amazing about this scapular is that it has a long string. Really amazing. They have different sizes, I think 21 and 17 inches. And it has a little pocket for you to put a medal in. What I have put in mine is the green scapular that I wore from Father Ryan Stawes. You can see that video right here. That's what I wore after my mountain biking accident. And I attribute like 80% of my healing or so to his prayers and to wearing a green scapular that I got from his mom when I went to their house. So turn the miraculous medal into an ocean of graces to help you go straight to heaven and skip purgatory altogether. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.